Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. On May 23rd, 2020, while praying, I received a message. I'm calling this message the Book of Revelation because much of what the Lord talks about in here is found in the Book of Revelation. And that day and a couple days thereafter, the Lord has been laying on my heart to study the Book of Revelation from a different angle. Normally when I study it, I get very detailed, I have outlines, I have cross-references, but this time he wanted me to just go through the whole thing, read the whole book at one sitting, and to get an overview. Which I did. I believe right now that he is, through the Holy Spirit, unraveling the mysteries that are found in that book because we are coming to that time of fulfillment. And in the book of Daniel, it actually says that things will start becoming more clear. We'll be able to understand the things that have been locked away, these mysteries. So I want to encourage all my brothers and sisters out there to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into understanding this book because it is going to be an instruction guide and a pathway to what's coming and what's coming next. And unless you understand it, you're going to be a little bit more in the dark. So I just want to urge all of you to be studying it, and I think you're going to be surprised. I think the Holy Spirit's going to bring some things to you while you're studying it that you didn't even understand before, because that's what's happening right now. It's very exciting. At the end of this video, I was going to go ahead and read to you the brief outline that I have put together. It's kind of a summary of all the major events that do happen in the Book of Revelation. I mean, it's very brief. But what I think I'll do instead is it will be in my blog along with this transcript, and that link is down below in the description box. So go ahead and take a look at the outline of what is going to be coming. You know, a lot of people believe that the Book of Revelation overlaps, and in a way that's true. However, I believe the overlapping happens when we see multiple of these things happening kind of quickly, or maybe all at once. Like, I believe that the trumpets, a lot of the things in the trumpets, I think, might happen all at once. I don't think there's going to be a big time period in between a lot of them, and some of them might even be describing the same event. So, all right, so with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and read this to you, brothers and sisters. The seals are opening now. The white horse has conquered. The red horse brings war. The black horse will bring famine. And the pale horse rides and makes sure it is happening all at once. The sword, the famine, death and destruction. When you see the big earthquake shake the world, you will know that the trumpets are about to start. Then the trumpets will come swiftly and quickly. I will punish the world for its great crimes against humanity and me. I will tear down so I can build up. There will be a new heaven and a new earth as the old makes way for the new. The world will implode. The world will explode. It will become completely desolate. Before the desolation, my people will be with me. They are not to be here for my wrath. However, they will experience the wrath of the Antichrist. He will wear out the saints, and many will be persecuted. Some will be hidden. Many will come home to me. Prepare your hearts, as this comes soon. Excuse me. The mark is here and ready to be implemented. Let no one touch your flesh. Do not receive any marking whatsoever. Stand firm in your resolve, and you will be found faithful to me. Run from the beast system. Run for your very lives. Do not fear those who can kill the body, but fear him who can also kill your soul. The end game is upon you. Get in position, both physically and spiritually. Pray to be hidden from what is coming. And then I heard these words. I heard, tents and RVs. And then I heard this. Be ready to escape. Do not hold on to the things of this world. Let them go completely. Keep only those things you need. Be ready to flee at a moment's notice. Pray for this time to be delayed so you can prepare. More prayers and repentance is needed. I believe what the understanding I got when I wrote that, brothers and sisters, was that the time isn't going to be delayed unless there's a lot more prayers and repenting. That was kind of the feeling I got when I wrote that down. Back to the message. Come on, church, my church, let's get serious now. Don't fall back on your complacent ways. Keep the fire burning within you. Do not get sleepy and rest. There's much work that needs to be done now. Work for the kingdom. Work to save yourself to what is coming. I will give you all that you need. The curtain is closing, the final act of humanity. Resolve yourself to the times that you are living in. Make your commitment to me and for me. Stand straight and tall. I will pour out my spirit on you. You will dream dreams and have visions. I will direct your path. Get ready and prepare your hearts. Stay strong in me. Your weakness will be my strength. Hear these words now. Let me sanctify you, cleanse you, and consecrate you to me. Allow my spirit to be doing a mighty work in you. It is through these pains, trials, and tribulations that you will be purified. Do not resist my discipline, but receive it as a tool for holiness. Soon time will be no more. Hide yourself now in me, your coming Savior, Jesus. And then I heard, deliverance, evangelism, study to show yourself approved. Utilize the gifts given now and do not wait. And the last thing I heard was, do not bury your treasure, your gifts, but let them increase sevenfold. Many of my children are waiting to use their gifts for me. Wait no longer. Go out now and bring in the harvest. Amen.